Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Richardson fakes the give. Here's a little pressure. He slips down. Now he guns it long downfield and caught. Pierce, touchdown. A bomb to take the lead.
Made plays when we had to, but not good enough, right? Got to eliminate the big plays. That's when you give up points. When you give up the big plays, that equal points. So overall, we had some good spurts there, good on third down, but just the last one just cannot happen.
Yeah, this game did not need to be as close as it was yesterday. We had a few people texting like, hey, man, it feels like the Texans kind of let these guys hang around a little bit, and they did.
Yeah.
They had a 9-point lead multiple times in this game. You know,
down in and down out, it was physical domination, really, in a lot of regards. I think the fact that Jonathan Taylor averaged 3 yards per carry was probably the best indicator. Anthony Richardson is going to get yardage on the ground when he decides to pull it down and run. You can't worry about that. You just got to play fundamentally sound football. And I thought, for the most part, the Texans defense played fundamentally sound football, except for some glaringly bad errors and or defeats deep downfield. They got really, really lucky that on a what looked like a cover zero blitz by the TV copy, that Derek Stingley just let A.D. Mitchell run right past him. I mean, I think it's good to trust that the blitz is going to get there and everything, but man, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
A.D. Mitchell was wide open, and Anthony Richardson, bless his heart, is just Anthony Richardson. He's going to make some incredible throws. He's going to botch some simple ones.
Are you worried that the big plays they gave up yesterday are something that's going to be a trend, or these outlier? Like, how do you assess it?
The thing that I'm most worried about is that, look, Jimmy Ward doesn't have the excuse of being a young guy or something. Right. Derek Stingley doesn't get a pass on that one play, but he is at the least still a young guy. It's a teaching moment. Jimmy Ward's not a young guy, and whether it's a blend of either error or just physically doesn't have it anymore. I mean, when you watch the little graphics they do where they show the motion tracking technology, and you can see on there, there's two little circles. One little circle is Derek Stingley, one little circle is Jimmy Ward, and one little circle in the middle is Alec Pierce, the wide receiver. And you can just kind of watch that little circle moving across the field.
Yeah.
And you can see that Jimmy Ward's little circle picked him up, but he's trailing the whole way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's tough versus Anthony Richardson because you've always got one eye in the backfield to see if he pulls it down and runs. But that's the stuff that's just got to get better. I think Kalen Bullock, it'll be interesting to look at Kalen Bullock's snap count and see as if it increases over the next few weeks. I think with Kalen Bullock, they want to kind of see how much they can trust him. But look, that play, I know the play, his interception. I know the receiver slipped. Maybe it would have been a reception. I don't think it was the perfect pass that the announcing crew seemed desperate to say that it was. But the ball skills of Kalen Bullock were very much evident there. Not everybody makes that interception.
No.
Defensive backs especially, notorious for being defensive backs for a reason.
Yeah.
That was a very nice catch by Kalen Bullock.
That was a receiver style. That was like a good receiver catch is what that was.
I think that a lot of people will say, and especially right now, if you're somebody that really wanted Justin Simmons, I think you've got reason to be disgruntled. And they'll say, why didn't they address the safety position? They addressed the safety position with Kalen Bullock. They used a second-round pick on Kalen Bullock. And I think that's what they're hoping is the replacement for Jimmy Ward. Which, by the way, extra shout-out, Ben, if you still got it.
Oh, an acknowledgement, you mean?
Acknowledge me. Extra acknowledgement.
Acknowledge me!
Eric Murray.
Ooh.
The difference in that game was 2 points. Eric Murray stopped the 2-point conversion with a very, very clutch play down there on that 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
So good job. Eric Murray, who people are perennially under acknowledging because Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby paid him way too much money and thought he was going to be something he wasn't. But that was clutch there by Eric Murray.
It was clutch. Yeah, no, that was great. This is a fun text right here. Is it me or was it scary that we ran the ball that much because we're not used to it? There were times where I'm yelling at the TV, why are we running? They know it's coming, yet we managed to still gain yards. Super blessed for Mixon. Let me tell this to the texter. And Seth, I'm sure you would tell this person the same thing. This is what good teams do. This is what good running teams do. Like, yeah, they know it's coming, and they can't stop it.
Most good teams will be upset that you're passing in that situation.
Correct.
Run the ball.
Yeah.
Run the ball. Remember when CJ threw that interception last year? People were upset because the Texans weren't running. And I couldn't go there in the Bengals game. In the Bengals game where he threw the interception. Yeah. I couldn't go there because, like, why? Why would you want to run the ball? They were awful. They were atrocious.
Yeah.
What are you seriously sitting here and telling me you're going to coach and play call last year based on the Football 101 guide to how to handle closeout situations? They couldn't run the ball.
No.
This year, you can actually do the Football 101 stuff.
Oh, text message I just saw. Oh, Ben, sorry. We keep having you hit the acknowledge me. Keith, this is such a fun win. British Brooks.
Ignore.
Yes.
Dude. First pop of the game, man. Right?
I did a reaction to the highlights yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten about the British Brooks hit. And the one thing NFL, all preseason long in the highlights, they put these, you know, algorithm puts it together. But it seems like they'd instructed the computers to put all the kickoffs and kickoff returns on there because it was
definitely
new.
Yeah. Propaganda.
So I knee-jerk. They kick it off, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. They're going to show the stupid kick. Oh, my God, it's British Brooks.
British Brooks killed a man. British Brooks killed a man.
That was still evidence of why the new kickoff rules are stupid, because it's still, it wasn't a successful kickoff return, obviously. But, man, British Brooks, nice job. But also, in that, as Joe Mixon said earlier, like, I'm looking to see if British Brooks is going to be a fullback. Yesterday, the hybrid tight end slash fullbacks, Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz, did really a really good job blocking when they were in that lead blocker position when they were playing the fullback. So there was a lot of good stuff going on in the run game.
Yeah, man. That might be the solution there, fullback. All right. Oh, man, already? All right. Got a lot of meat on the bone for tomorrow. Excited to hear the fellas on Texans Monday. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, you got them. Keep it tuned here all day long. You got In the Loop at 10, a drive at 2. No Area 55 tonight, Monday Night Football, Jets Niners. We're pumped for that. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend. This was fun.
Antibodies to you, my friend.